partner for In the Booth is Biome, which is a toothpaste company. You hear how I said toothpaste? Said that with a lisp because I don't have a front tooth. And I like using this toothpaste because it's a nice little tablet called Knobs. Knobs toothpaste was formulated by a dentist to provide a minimalist toothpaste without sacrificing on efficacy. It's just 13 ingredients and no BS. It's that simple. It's formulated with the safest remineralizing agent alternative to fluoride, nano, get this, hydroxyapatite, and super gentle polishing ingredients. Plus, because they are dehydrated tablets, they don't have any unnecessary preservatives. All right, so all you have to do is stick one of these knobs right down. Don't put it down the hatchet. You want it in your mouth for a little bit. You chew on it until it's fully dissolved, and then you brush with a wet toothpaste for 2 minutes twice a day. Watch as knobs foam, just like a regular toothpaste, but without the junk. There's no mess, no crinkled tube, which I am so guilty at screwing up the toothpaste tube. Major pet peeve that I do to myself, all right? I squeeze from the top and not the bottom, creates a big mess in my bathroom. You don't need to worry about that with these tablets. To get these bad boys, check out betterbiome.com. That's better and then B-I-O-M.com. 1-0 in there. And for the code, very simple, just like the tablets, it's Booth. Two O's in that one. B-O-O-T-H. Check it out. You're going to love it. Welcome back to In the Booth. I'm Sean Booth. And we've got a new week for you guys. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Hopefully you are having a fantastic day. If you're listening to this on Monday morning, you might be driving into work. We hope that you have the best day that you've ever had at work. Maybe you're not having a great day. Maybe you're bummed out. Maybe you're going through something in life right now. I'm here to tell you it is okay. You're going to make it. Because why? Because you've made it all the way to this point. Whatever you're going through, stay strong. I know somebody out there right now is going through some tough shit. We all are, but you got this. You've got the support of the In the Booth team, which is here right now in Nashville, Tennessee, zip code 37203. And setting up the scene here, Sam Cass not here today, you guys. We're bummed. She's out on the road. She's with Old Dominion. She's doing her thing. We miss her dearly. She'll be back here next week. But to my left, in the hot seat, sitting 2 feet from me, wearing some wild, weird-looking Crocs, an outfit that has been one of the most controversial outfits on the internet. She is the baddest pregnant woman in all of the land, the hottest pregnant woman in all of the land. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dre Joseph and Baby Booth to the show.
What a motivational speech that was. That got me fired up.
All right. She's fired up. We've got a fun show for you today. Guess what, you guys? We are officially in the third trimester. Here we go. Trimester number 3, week 26 is here.
Mm-hmm. Well, so technically we're... Some people say that the third trimester is 27 weeks. Some people say that the third trimester is 29 weeks.
Oh, so interesting.
I'm going to say that it's 27.
Okay, 27. Mm-hmm. And you made it through the first two trimesters. I'm just going to say this, all right? I haven't spent a lot of time around pregnant women, per se, this much time. This is the first time I've gotten anybody pregnant.
Good to know.
And I tell everybody, I'm like, Dre is just like the absolute rock star at being pregnant. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was expecting it to be a lot more challenging than it is. I'm just like, I feel like she was born for this. She's a champ. She just never really complains. You just go through your day-to-day routine like you always have, mm-hmm. a little less comfortable sometimes. Yeah. But I've kind of been sitting here in awe watching you the first two trimesters.
Wow.
And that's me from my point of view, because I'm not really having to do much. Do you feel the same?
It was going to be different. If someone said, what is something you would have expected that I don't do?
Well, I've talked to a lot of guys who have dealt with their pregnant significant others, and a lot of them are just like, no, she's really on edge right now, or she's being really crazy, or it's like really tough. And I'm like, yeah, Dre was only like really crazy and wild for like 1 week with the hormones. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say crazy.
This is a side note.
I need like a playbook of words you can and cannot say in today's day and age. I feel like I keep getting lit up on social media. Crazy? Is that a word?
Crazy. I will say that. I'm thankful that as far as hormones goes and being a woman on a month-to-month basis when I was having a period, don't miss that, I will say. I wasn't someone who dealt with a lot of hormone imbalances or mood swings or changes. So I think going into pregnancy, I didn't expect that, even though they say that being pregnant is like taking 100 birth control pills every day. So once you have the baby, to taking nothing.
Huh.
So it's like a huge drop in emotion once the baby comes, and then you're on this high when you first find out you're pregnant, and it's going up and down, and you're, I guess your body's stabilizing, regulating, getting used to pregnancy. But there was a few weeks in the beginning where I even felt a little crazy.
Well, because you told me that. You're like, my hormones are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I know
and I had never experienced that before.
Wild right now. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that was like very short-lived.
Yeah.
And like you had sickness in the first trimester.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would you suggest to any pregnant women out there right now that are going through or struggling with the first or second trimester? Like, now you're a veteran at being pregnant. Ooh, is there anything you wish you knew beforehand?
I wish that those first 11 weeks, I would have pushed through maybe a little bit and exercised a little bit more in those first 11 or 12 weeks, because I really did take, also wasn't going to boot camp where I was used to going for 5 years almost.
Yeah.
I wish I would have pushed through and gotten, even if it was a walk, something in, because I think that would have helped my sickness a little bit. But I wasn't, like I said, I've said before, I wasn't perpetually nauseous. So some women say they never throw up. They're just nauseous for 12 weeks straight. I didn't have that. Thank God. When I would get sick, I mean, you know this, obviously, that I would throw up for a few hours and they needed to have fluids replenished and things like that. But I think if I would have pushed through, it also would have helped me with how tired I was. Because they say that, but it's truly something I've never experienced. It's a tired you cannot fight through. You have to lay down. You have to rest. And I think, you know, they say exercise boosts endorphins and it almost would boost your energy. And I think taking that 11 weeks off, going from working out every single day to boom, I wasn't working out for 11 weeks. Granted, I think that some of these hormones and emotions and other things came from the fact that we weren't planning to have a baby. Mm-hmm. So I think that on top of being pregnant in general.
It's a lot.
And it was a lot. And so I think that I wish I would have focused on that. And I think that would have helped me when I went back. It wasn't such a shock.
Yeah, because I think that is a good point. A lot of women who are planning to have a baby, they're getting their bodies ready. They're getting their mind right. For you, it's just like, boom, here it is. You got to figure out mentally, emotionally where you're at, and then physically on top of everything.
Yeah,
got to be very challenging. But you have been back at the gym. Mm-hmm. And just crushing it. And a lot of women have asked what you're doing for workouts, any tips you have there. Obviously, you're going through most of the exercises at BC, and we have some coaches that are prenatal, postnatal certified that are able to help you. Yeah. What are the things that you've been enjoying?
Carmen helped me a lot when I first came back to the gym, working on some, which this is something I wish I would have done before, but obviously when you don't know you're getting pregnant. But I think once you even round the age of it could even be a possibility, like I was turning 30, there's other things that you do, I feel like, when you turn 30. Like I had ordered a fertility test to kind of check and see where I was at. And I think—
Turns out you're fertile.
Very, very. But to everyone who wants to know if there's one in here, there's one, just one. Just one baby. People ask me that a lot, if there's two in there. There's not. I wish that I would have done stuff, and my advice to women is, if you're even in that age or it's something you're thinking about, start working on your pelvic floor.
Yeah.
And looking at your diet, looking at the way that you like form, and the way that I lifted weights and worked out, I think I always knew was important, but I didn't take as seriously until I was carrying life. And that wasn't as strong anymore. And I wish it was something I would have focused on before.
Okay.
Even
the pelvic floor.
Not knowing that I was going to get pregnant. Yeah. I think my advice, that's a bit of advice I would have, is to focus on that and start making those changes. If it's something that you even want to do one day.
Right.
Because it will make a huge difference. And so when I came back, Carmen showed me a ton of exercises to do super early on. Some women don't start that work until in their like 30 some odd weeks of pregnancy. And I started it immediately. And I think that that's really helped because I've genuinely felt pretty normal working right. out the way I would have. And they say you can keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I haven't changed.
You just don't want to spike your heart rate up too much. Yep. So you're just doing some strength training exercises,
yeah.
going at a nice slow pace, but still throwing around some weights in there.
I've cut back on how much, like I'm not going up in weight, I will say.
Right.
I'm not trying to push myself, but I've also read articles of, you know, there's women who are extreme weightlifters and the doctors say if they're lifting that heavy before, they can continue lifting that heavy. I just haven't increased what I was doing.
Right.
I've just kind of stuck to my like good like 20, 25 pound range, but.
Yeah. Well, you look fantastic.
Thanks, Daddy.
So good. Especially in that one piece. So a couple weeks ago, I was going to say hi to Dre. She was working and I just pulled up and I saw her waddling outside of that door and I took my phone out, took a little video of her. The video got like 4 million views.
I just don't
like a 15
understand.
Second video of you walking towards the car.
No one says anything.
Nobody says a word. I threw on the song Wobble. Fantastic.
Which people found very offensive.
I know. I'm like,
we're in the comments saying she's going to be so mad at you. And I personally think it's hilarious.
Yeah. And like the biggest debate is the outfit you're wearing. And then you look in the comments and it's just women fighting women. That's my favorite. Always. You ladies out there like fighting each other on what somebody should wear, what they shouldn't wear. It's like, first of all, she can wear whatever the heck she wants.
Amen.
And second of all, she looks damn good in Thank that you. One piece. Now, this one in particular.
Okay. Let's have a debate now.
Yeah. I don't know if you can see the legs on this, but she's got a whole, like, how would you describe this also outfit for people not watching on YouTube?
It is a onesie, I guess. Yeah. And so it's a full on one piece, nothing detaches, and it's leggings. You can either wear it where it's tight at the ankle, like a leggings you'd work out in, or flared pants, which is what I have on right now. It's hot. I'm pregnant. I'm a little swollen. So when something is like gripping my ankle, I don't have the smallest calves.
Yeah. Our baby's not going to have small calves. No. I got pretty big calves too.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I got some big calves.
No, you don't.
All right. We'll show the people on YouTube.
And so I like the ones that kind of flare out and you're just not a fan. You're a hater.
Hey, yeah. I mean, but I get it for the pregnancy purposes. I feel like they just look like huge bell bottoms, which I guess are in now.
I just got out of the car and you said, ugh, those pants.
Yeah. I like the ones that are tight around the ankles, but we don't want those bad boys getting swollen.
Oh, they're so swollen.
But. You but look fantastic. You, it looks comfortable. Maybe I should wear one of those.
Well, I always tell you, when you don't like what I wear, I said, well, you know what? It's a great thing that you don't have to put it on.
Exactly. That is true. But I would if I had to. Moral of the story is, ladies, stop fighting with each other on Instagram. Oh, my goodness.
My favorite thing is watching people come in my defense that have never met me before in my life. I'm new to this whole internet thing. So I think watching people come to my defense and then they start arguing and then it ends up having nothing to do with
anything. Oh, I know. Me and Sam Cat always joke about that too. It ends up just being people fighting each other for like days.
I am shocked though by other women commenting mean things about a pregnant woman. Like that just blows my mind.
Yeah, I'm not shocked because I'm used to it. But like you said, you've got a whole bunch of new followers. So you've never kind of experienced this.
I mean, and 90% of people are so nice.
Yeah.
And normal. And it's been great. But there's just some women, they're just brutal.
You get any weird DMs or anything?
Honestly, no.
Nice.
It's been mainly just like, heard you, you know, like you're killing it. Here's some advice from me. One mom to the next. Questions about you. Just normal stuff.
Normal stuff. Well, she's in the social media game. Check her out. What else do you do for a living over there, Audrey?
I am a photographer full-time for a company. And I do all of the web and social media. work there. Well, there's a social media person, but I produce all the content. So I take every photo, every video, but I also do weddings and really anything that comes my way.
Yeah. So people listening right now, you may have seen her at a friend's wedding in the past. Are you doing those now still?
I am. I will say that April was my busiest month this year. I think I had 8, and that was my first trimester. That was tough. But and then I've had quite the break. I had a light summer, which has been nice, and then I'm about to get kind of back into it. But I'm not taking as many next year because we'll have a little one and I don't want to be gone. And for some reason, I book a ton of travel. I don't really stay in Nashville. So that's been interesting, but I don't want to go anywhere when we've got a little one.
Yeah, I hear that. Gender. A lot of people keep asking if we know the gender, if we're just like keeping that to ourselves.
And we really don't.
Do not know the gender. There was a video I posted at the doctor's where Dre said he, and you just kind of pick he or she, depending on how you feel that day.
Yeah.
You've been saying he
I do fall a lot to more. He a lot, which makes me feel bad because I do think it's a girl, but I don't know why I default to that. I just say he.
You do think it's a girl.
I do think it's a girl. I really, really do. I think the farther along I get, I always describe it as if it comes out a girl, I will be less surprised. If it comes out a boy, I will genuinely be shocked. You don't have an opinion.
Or
you won't give it, which is so annoying.
I won't give it. I don't want to set myself up for not disappointment, but if I'm thinking the whole time that it's this and then it turns out being that, I'm kind of just like right down the middle. And
it depends on who you've seen that day. What
it also very much depends on who I've been around.
Mm-hmm.
Like Coach Caitlin had her little niece at the gym the other day and she was playing with Walter. And I was like, gosh, she's so cute. She came in and I was drawing with her. And then the next day she brought me this paper with all these stickers that she put together. And she's like, this is for you. I made this. I was like, oh, my heart. I want a little girl.
You wanted a little girl right off the bat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then a few days before that, I was playing with your nephews in the backyard and just kind of doing all the things with them. And I was like, man, I'd like to have a little boy.
Oh, so yeah, I switched. You were loving it. You were loving it.
I switch it up. I genuinely don't have any idea, though.
But if the baby was coming right now and picking was a part of it, like we had to check a box.
Yeah.
What would you pick right now?
I'm not picking.
It's so annoying. Just pick one. Like if picking was a part of it, it could change. It's not like if you pick now, oh, that's all. It's not your final answer. Just pick.
No, can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Not picking boy or girl.
So boring.
But we do have the names picked out.
We do.
Give me a name of the boy that we were possibly thinking about, but said no to. Don't name the boy's name, but one that was on the short list that you crossed off.
I mean, you really were trying to sell Brooks.
I was advocating for Brooks. Brooks Big Booth time. Sounds like a strong name.
I know. And it does, but it's very, very popular.
I didn't think it's that popular, but you're like, I know like 5 people who have the name Brooks.
I mean, yeah. There was a couple in Italy that we were with that named their baby Brooks.
Yeah.
I really like Banks.
You did like Banks.
Yes, and then someone had a baby that we know named it Banks.
Right.
I was like, that's out.
Banks Booth would have been a solid name.
Banks Booth would have been a solid name. I don't know why I wanted to stick to the B theme.
Yeah.
But like we've said, the girl was easy. I had 2 that I really liked, 1 that I really liked, and you loved it, luckily. So that really hasn't changed.
The girl was easy.
Girl was easy. Boy was, Boone.
Oh, yeah. You want a Boone. Boone Booth. I was like, that sounds pretty Southern.
I know, but if you don't say it like this, like my mama would or Caleb would, Boone Booth, then it's not going to.
Boone Booth.
Can you even do a Southern accent?
I don't know what type of accent. Right now, I have like a little bit of a lisp with this damn tooth retainer that I have to put in. It's killing me.
I'm not used to seeing him with it in.
I know. I like to take out my tooth when I'm at home, nice and relaxed.
What do you have other names? I feel like you were not really a name guy. Like, I know that a lot of guys aren't sitting there because, yes, I had a list on my phone of names that I really liked. Like, yeah. I've loved the name Collins for forever. That was on my girl list.
Collins. Yeah, that's
pretty good.
Which
I thought was cool. I don't think we ever talked about that one, though. But you weren't, I mean, the boy was tough. You didn't have a name that you were, like, super attached to or names that you'd really liked forever.
No, but thinking about names, like, growing up, I've always liked Landon.
Okay. Oh, I've never even heard you say that.
And Noah.
You did say Noah.
I like Noah.
One of my college best friends, her little boy is Noah.
Yeah.
She said she wouldn't have cared, but.
It's a strong name.
It is a strong
Noah,
name.
Noah Booth. I don't know Noah if that goes as well as what we got, which it doesn't, because what we got is fantastic.
It is. I'm really excited. I think that. Is there one name you're more excited about?
Yeah, that one. One of the reasons why I'd love for it to be a boy.
Oh, no, he's not going to say
that,
he wants to
is
be.
That name.
Yeah. Well, cool I said name. We could go both ways, and you were
we
adamant could. That
maybe
you
we
didn't
will.
Want to do that.
Maybe we
oh.
will.
Oh. New to me.
We got some questions
okay.
from people. Fire sent away. Them in. Nursery vibe.
Ooh, this is a debate.
This is
you
a
and
debate.
I have very different decorating styles.
We do. I'm team wallpaper. I like wallpaper. I think there's cool wallpaper out there. She wants to go like super just
they're,
boring.
They're, okay, first off, it's not boring. It's neutral, considering we don't know the gender. If we knew the gender of our baby, which this was your idea, which I am thankful for now,
yeah.
but it was your idea.
Yeah.
I would have found out. If you had not wanted to have known,
right.
if you had wanted to know, we would have known.
Right.
But we could do a fun, cool wallpaper. Some of the wallpaper that you send me is the tackiest thing I've ever seen in my life. To each his own. But to me,
yeah.
it's like a half blue wall with Dalmatian style polka dotted wallpaper at the top. You sent me that exact nursery.
Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
No.
So no wallpaper. You're saying once we have the baby and we know the gender, then possibly throw some wallpaper up.
We thought about doing like a black crib, which I thought was cool. That's not boring.
I like the black crib. Are we still doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Black crib. First of all, I didn't know how many things you need to get for a damn baby. My goodness.
You didn't even know the baby slept in the same room as us.
I didn't.
First
no, I thought time. You'd come home and you'd throw them right in the nursery. I'm sure some people do that.
I said, this is so funny. I said, well, the bassinet, you know, the baby's going to sleep in the bassinet. He said, what? Bassinet? Where's that going to go? I was like, what do you mean? Where's that going to go? Right next to the bed. You're like, where? You had no concept of the fact that the baby would be in the same room as us.
No, I guess I didn't. I didn't really think about that.
But that is one thing that there's not a timeline on, which I thought was really interesting. Like some women say that they do it for the first 6 months and some women say that they do it for the first 6 weeks. And it all depends on, you know, some women are like, we wanted our bedroom back. Like we had to like, we wanted them to be independent and put them in. And then some women say, you know, they slept in the bed with us for, you know, 6 months safely. But there's so many different things that you read and see. And so, I don't know. I guess we'll figure that out when little one's here and see what he or she wants to do.
Yeah, because last night, Judy at the gym, who had the 11-pound baby. I think I said 12 pounds in the last podcast we talked about.
I clarified
that. She said that the baby was with them for, what, 12 weeks? Is what she said?
No, she said six.
6 weeks.
I think. Yeah, no, maybe she said 12. It was low.
Yeah.
It was lower than what I've heard.
Okay. Fascinating. Yeah, there's a lot of things I'm learning. Thoughts on medicated/epidural birth versus natural?
I'm not trying to be a hero over here. Epidural me up, baby.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. That's
just
like, my opinion.
I know going into this, I'm just going to.
Except for. Now, since everything with you is a freaking competition, one of our really good friends went in and did it unmedicated, and you were like, you didn't get an epidural. I was like, well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I am.
And this is Coach Charlie at her gym, and they just had a beautiful baby girl. Me and him. For months now, have been kind of taking bets because we are competitive and we're like, Dre's going to push faster than B or we're going to get this baby out quicker than you guys. And she pushed for 15 minutes.
Yeah, with no epidural.
With no epidural.
Which is pretty impressive.
You know what? Let's call Charlie right now. Let's get him on the line.
So stupid.
Mr. Booth.
Coach Charles, you are live on In the Booth podcast right now. Make sure anything you say is PG.
My gosh, who phoned a friend?
That's right. We phoned a friend using one of our lifelines. Right now, we've got Dre in the hot seat, and we're talking about heading into that third trimester, talking about you and your beautiful family, how we've had a competition of who could push out the baby the quickest. Right now, we have the official time with V of 15 minutes. Is that correct?
Yes, 15 minutes on the dot, okay? We can even phone another friend and phone the doctor if you want to double check.
So stupid.
That's quick. And she also did that natural.
All natural. Yeah, that's how we do it. All natural.
Wow. So I feel like Dre's getting a little peer pressure over here from this side saying, hey, he did it all natural. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, we like pain in our family. So we decided beforehand that we were just going to get all the pain we could get.
Wait, Charlie, did V know that she was going to do that? Or was that a game time decision that she made it at a certain point? She said, okay, I'm just going to go all the way.
No, she definitely knew it beforehand. She knew that she obviously was going to be in a lot of pain. And she told me beforehand, she said, Charlie, they're going to ask you, they're going to say, should we just have her do the epidural? And she said, if you tell them yes, I will kill you.
Wow. Adamant.
And you said there were a lot of loud yells coming from that room.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yes. Lots of loud yells. And that was expected going into it. I kind of had the mindset that was going to happen, but definitely going into it, it's hard to really have any expectations for the first time. So it was just being there next to her as the loud yells were coming, trying to encourage her as much as I could.
I just think Charlie's
the game plan.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's good to know. So what recommendations do you have for soon to be dads like myself when I get in that hospital room? What can I expect?
You can't have any expectations going into it. You just got to take it as it comes. And one thing I just kept telling myself was, as I was by her side, just to continue to encourage her through it as those loud yells were coming into my ear.
All right. So that's great to know. That also means if they were coming right into your ear, the spot that you were standing during the birthing process, you were what? Towards the head, towards the feet?
Did you look?
Yeah. I was towards the head and I was not moving from that spot. my feet were locked in next to the head. The doctor did ask me at one point, she said, Dad, do you want to come down and see the baby as she's coming out?
You're like, nope, I'm good.
There was a little peer pressure there. I'm not going to lie.
Well, Sean's going to have his hands dirty.
I saw enough from being next to the head. I saw plenty.
Okay. So you saw everything you needed to see.
Yes.
How come that's not a competition? How come it's not who can see, who can take the most, who can get their hands dirty? How come this is just a me and V thing?
Yeah. So what if, okay, that raises a good point. What if I am by the legs and I catch the baby on the way out? Do I get a deduction of 3 to 4 minutes?
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. If you catch the baby as the baby is coming out, we can discuss a minutes reduction.
Did you cut the cord?
I did cut the cord, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, cutting the cord was cool too.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Most importantly, how's V doing?
She's doing great. Yeah, she's... We definitely are not getting a lot of sleep, but she's been a champ all the way through and through. It's just... Again, really cool to see and be by her side as she's, you know, going through the stages, becoming a mom, and she's crushing it like I knew she would.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. We love you guys. It's great to see you guys go through it right before we do. And soon we'll be having little baby play dates.
So yes, crazy.
Baby play dates where maybe if it's a girl and girl, it'll be fun. If it's a girl and guy, we'll be already planning the wedding.
Yeah.
Hey, some would say you could also plan a wedding if it's a girl and girl, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Oh, yep, you're right.
All right. Well, thanks for letting us call you here. We'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, I love you guys.
All right, bye. Bye.
There he is, the man, the myth, the legend. Ugh. Pro dad already.
I just think if it's going to be a competition between me and V, I just want to let you know this right now. I'm getting an epidural.
Yeah, that's fine. I am here to support you with whatever decision you make.
But I do think there should be, if there's a competition of push time, I'm in.
Yeah.
But, because my best friend had an epidural, she pushed 3 times, 4 minutes.
Like, how long is a push? 3 times is like, you push as hard as you can?
I mean, oh, maybe it was around 15, because I got a text at 4 from Diego saying, we're pushing. And then it was like at 4:12, she's here.
Okay.
It was crazy. So, I mean, 15 minutes also is going to be super hard to beat.
That's fast.
But that means you got to deduct some minutes from me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Getting down in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll
think also, about I just one. Think that Charlie might be better than you are at watching medical procedures. You don't do very well.
Probably. Probably. I'll give him that. We'll see, though. I'm going to be ready. I'll be ready. As far as getting induced.
I would love to get induced at 39 weeks. I don't see anything wrong with it. People might come after me for that.
Yeah.
But my doctor said it was fine. And you want it to cook the entire time. You want to go all the way to the end.
I don't know. I think I just need to do a little more research on it. The doctor said it was safe and fine.
Yeah. You know, 37 weeks is considered full term.
Right. Sorry. No, I didn't know. I mean, I don't know anything yeah. over here. So
he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, 37 weeks considered full term. I just wanted to go to 39. And you said I'm doing it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Cause she's like, I don't want to have a baby during Christmas. I'm like, you know who what? Cares?
I met a girl when I was shopping the other day and her birthday was December like 18th. And she said that she hates it. And she wished that her parents picked that date. And she wished that her parents would have tried to have her earlier.
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of just like, let's let them come when they're ready, when they come.
I just know there's risk if you go after the due date, that the risk of stillbirth, I don't know all the statistics, but I know that there's a risk of that too. So I would either like to get induced on the 6th or get induced on the 12th. Also, we have, none of our family lives here besides your sister.
Right.
So I think an induction, a kind of a planned thing, helps people get here and be here. And
yeah, I wonder what the percentage of women that get inductions are.
I mean, I think a lot of the time it's not elective. It's not someone choosing it. I mean, it could be. I don't know. But I think, like, from my best friend that just had a baby back home in Austin, it was that she was 4 days after her due date. So they were like, all right, let's get this ball rolling. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. Here's a question. Most unusual pregnancy craving so far?
Ooh, I haven't really had that. No. Everybody's asked me that. They're like, oh, did you have any crazy cravings or aversions or anything like that? And I really haven't had that, like, nothing. At all.
Not one thing.
A Snickers every now and then.
Yeah, that's not a craving.
No.
A pregnancy craving.
I'd eat that even if I wasn't pregnant. Yeah. No, I haven't had anything crazy.
All right. What about lightning crotch? Have you experienced lightning crotch yet?
Literally this week.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
Exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. Just fire crotch?
Yeah. A real pain in the vag.
Yeah.
That's what it said when I looked it up.
Damn. Yeah. You've been going through some changes the last week.
Yeah. This last week, I will say, I took a turn. Not for the worse. Like, I feel better these last couple of days, but there was a time like 3 or 4 days ago where I started to feel really heavy and I started to get this pain in my lady parts that I had never felt before. But at the same time, women will understand this, the kind of pressure you get when you're on your period, it's like that times 5. You don't understand.
I don't.
But there's like a pressure you get when you're on your period, but it's like that times, it's like actually painful. And I was trying not to get concerned because I know that there are things that are a part of pregnancy, and I've tried not to call my doctor every time something different happens. But yeah, it was like a very heaviness. And I keep telling myself, oh, it's too early to feel like this. It's too early to feel like this. I forget how pregnant I actually am and how soon we are, how close we are to delivery. So
right.
I'm only about 3 months away. So I think I'm just rounding that third trimester corner of I'm heavy.
Yeah,
and I personally think that my belly's huge.
A lot of people on social media think it's huge too.
Yeah.
They keep
Thank
asking
you. If there's two.
There's two in there.
No.
I think, like, you're just such a tiny human that then you're mostly just all belly.
I know that you say that, but it's so not true. So not true.
A lot of belly.
I mean, a lot of belly. But I mean, even that like I'll send you like belly updates and I'll even look at them sometimes. And then I start to look up like 27 week baby bump. And I will say my bump is pretty significant.
Is it?
When she was measuring me, I thought for sure she was going to either tell me they had my due date wrong. That was later. Or that I was measuring big. But people who have big babies have bigger bellies. And you want a big baby.
I do.
So.
I do.
Maybe we'll get a big old baby.
Yeah. Well, you're showing pretty early too.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I went to shoot a wedding in Mexico. And there was a girl on the boat. We went out on a catamaran to take their like pre-wedding photos. And there was a girl on the boat that's due a day ahead of me. And we like both had little outfits on. And she takes off her little outfit. And I was like, oh, where's your baby? Where's your belly? She had nothing. And I take it off. And she was like, oh my gosh. Like you would have never thought she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I looked to the point where people were felt comfortable enough to come up and ask me when I was due.
Right.
And she had nothing. And she wasn't a big person either. So when people keep saying you're so small, I'm like, yes, but I also still see small women. I think that's been a huge surprise to me is just how different people carry.
Right.
And how different it looks for every single person. Because I think some women look full term as big as I am right now.
Yeah.
Or full term as big as this.
Yeah. Nobody's ever been shy or afraid to ask you if you're pregnant.
No. And personally, I wouldn't do that unless I 110% knew like it was at the end of pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
So same. When the gas station lady's like, when do you do? I'm like, oh, you have no idea who I am and you're okay with asking me when I was due. You're that confident. I feel like that's pretty big belly.
Yeah, I've learned I won't even ask anybody if they're pregnant until I see them holding a baby.
I've put my hand on a girl's stomach who wasn't pregnant and said, oh.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
Yikes. How'd that go?
It was at a wedding I was shooting. She was like one of the bridesmaids.
Yikes.
It was terrible. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But in my defense, she did have a baby like a month before that.
Oh, that's fine.
I know, but still, to put my hand on her belly, she's like, I'm not pregnant.
But the body still is kind of adjusting back to...
Yeah. I've gotten a little emotional about that.
Yeah.
I will say, I had a little moment last night.
You did?
It was sad.
I think every pregnant woman probably goes through that.
But you've been fantastic about it.
Thank you. I'm trying.
You've never once made me feel like I was anything but beautiful, especially pregnant.
Yeah, well, it's because you are. What were you struggling with last night? It's just the overwhelming, you know.
It sounds so superficial and stupid, but I had like seen a photo of myself. And I think that, I mean, obviously, every woman's body is beautiful and great and does incredible things. And if you're super into fitness, that's awesome. If it's not your thing, like, that's cool too. I'm sure everybody has their things that make them feel good. But personally, I loved taking care of myself and I loved working out. I still loved lifting weights. And, you know, obviously some of that is you don't do it to not look a certain way. You obviously do it to make you feel good and you like the way your body looks. And
right.
I think when you work so hard, and I think, and there's been times in my life where I've kind of struggled with that. I think in college, I struggled with a little bit of like weight eating stuff that I look back at photos of myself and I'm like, I'm never, ever going to look like that again. And I started to cry.
I got better. You'll look better because you'll be a badass mom.
Okay. Well,
and
I hope so.
You're going to bounce right back because of the amount that you've worked out prior.
But I don't want to put that. There's pressure with that. I watched this whole TikTok and it was so inspiring. I wish I knew the girl's handle, but she was like, I just thought I would bounce back. I would bounce back. And it'd be fine. You'll bounce back. And people tell me, oh, it's fine. You'll bounce back. And that term almost became, you know, like embedded in her brain. And then when it didn't happen the way she thought it was going to do, she was like, am I doing something wrong?
Yeah.
And there's already so many other things you're worried about that I'm really, really trying to be like, it's okay if I don't.
Yeah.
Because I'm keeping someone alive.
Yeah. You just created a human being.
I grew a brain. Think about that.
You're growing a brain right now.
You helped. But a little bit. Grew a brain and a heart and fingernails and like create all the things that come with that. And you're keeping them alive and you are their main like source of life. And so I'm trying to really focus on that. And that if I don't bounce back and look like that, then it's okay. Right. And that I can't get there.
I wonder if it's in today's day and age, obviously a lot more pressure with having to bounce back, or women caring a lot more about their appearance afterwards, where I, you know, think of back in the day when there was no social media, no TVs, amazing. No cameras.
It's You're like not you comparing just
pump
yourself.
Out babies and there's no comparisons, but
like I cannot look at like I'm trying to even think of somebody. One of the Kardashians having a baby versus
Yeah, you can't
me. I mean
compare
just
compare that.
No, it's not compare, but you look at these even Instagrammy moms, bloggers and things like that, you look and everything is so glamorized.
That's social media. That's why you can never believe social media.
I think that that's what makes people sometimes want to have kids before they're genuinely ready to have kids, or they understand what having a baby comes with. I think young girls get on social media and they see pregnancy, and because 9 times out of 10, someone's not going online saying, my pregnancy is terrible. They're going on saying, showing like it's like a highlight reel. And so you see like motherhood and pregnancy gets glamorized a little bit, which some of it is, but some of it isn't.
Right.
And I think that social media is taking a switch where people are being more vulnerable, and you can get on a really scary side where you see things that are terrifying and horrible and it makes you not want to do it. But I do think some people glamorize it, and you see this life and they're dressing up a little like their little right. buddy and things like that. And it looks so fun. They're not showing you that they also didn't sleep.
Yeah.
For like their child was being an asshole that night and they didn't sleep
their eyes out when they were putting that outfit on.
Yeah. Which is awesome. Like show those times where you're matching and you're going shopping and doing that. But I think it makes people like want to have kids for maybe like a different reason than they should.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I was listening to a book that I'm reading, or I'm listening to audio book.
That made sense.
Today, it was actually this morning when I was walking Walter, and there was a study done. And they studied females and males and how the moms imagine and picture themselves with their babies, their kids, and then how the dads did. And it was like 90-something% of women pictured them holding like a little infant, like a little newborn, and where it was like the moms just kind of picture themselves just being a mom, where the dad's answer was a kid that was about 3 to 5 years old and doing something with them, like playing a sport or like showing them how to do something. And the whole thing was that the moms, and I'm completely paraphrasing this, kind of just are able to picture themselves being a mom, where the guys are picturing themselves teaching and doing things. Which was very interesting.
But I think that's so true, because even when we're out and we'll see, like when I see like a tiny, tiny baby, I'm always tapping you going, look at that baby, look at that baby, look at that newborn. They're so small. They're so small. And you are always, you're like, oh yeah, they're so small. But if we see like a 3-year-old, you're locked in. You're like, oh, you're like, that's true. The best age. Like, look at that kid.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't wait. Like, that's when you tell me you can't wait, which I know you can't wait for the whole thing. Yeah. But that's when like, oh, I can't wait. Like, that's going to be so fun. Comes out of your mouth is when we see like you're not as like drawn to the babies.
Right. Yeah. Because I feel like all babies look the same.
That's
I feel like you can't really see what they look like until a few years.
I don't know. Every single person that I know right now, besides one, including Charlie and V, they have a girl just like the dad. I mean, it comes out looking just like the dad.
Yeah.
From day one. It's the first thing I said when I saw a picture of their baby. I'm like, oh, that looks like Charlie.
I know. I did see, maybe it's because I'm close with Charlie, that I noticed that he looks like Charlie. Where if I see other images or maybe people I'm not as close with, I can't really tell. I kind of think they all look the same.
You have a buddy who their little girl looks just like him, TJ.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she does. Just like her daddy.
He looks a lot like TJ.
So maybe if it's a girl, it'll come out looking just like you.
We'll see. Blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm so curious. Maybe we'll have a redhead.
I think we will. Big redhead guy.
We've got redheads in my family, your family.
What if they come out looking just like my mom?
Just like your mom with the glasses and everything.
The big glasses. I don't know. These Syrian jeans that are over here that my dad's got are Syrian strong.
Jeans. Let's talk about the jeans. What else you got?
I don't know. My mom is blonde now because she dyes her hair, but she is a ginger, really light complected, and freckles everywhere. And then my dad is really dark, and like my siblings are tall and dark skinned and dark black hair. And I came out with dark hair, and obviously I have dark hair. But you are blonde and blue eyed.
Yeah, I'm 50% Polish and 50% Irish with some Scottish in there.
But Meg, your sister has dark hair.
Yeah.
Everybody, you guys have darker skin.
Yeah. My sisters both have darker hair. My dad, my mom, my grandpa had blonde hair, and the other grandfather had red hair. Both full heads of hair until they passed.
I know. I'm not worried about that. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom's a redhead. One of my siblings is a redhead. My cousin's a redhead. So it's kind of sprinkled throughout both of our families. So I don't know. Maybe we'll have a redhead.
We'll find out soon. What has been the most challenging part recently being pregnant?
Recently or overall?
Overall. Let's do this. We've got the absolute worst segment here. What has been the absolute worst part about being pregnant?
I think some of the stuff I can't say. Some of the stuff I genuinely can't say on this podcast.
Okay.
The absolute worst. I mean, in the beginning, I would have told you that throwing up was the worst thing. I mean, that was terrible, awful, horrible. I haven't really had, like, I've been so blessed with an easy pregnancy, but I would say the body changes, like the weight gain. Keeping my mind off of that has been the worst part, the hardest part, selfishly. But, and now recently, it's the pain in the vag.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Fire crotch.
Fire crotch.
Damn. What about being able to get comfortable? I feel like you've been struggling with that lately.
Yo, that's been better though. Don't you think that's been better?
Yeah, the last few weeks. But there was a couple weeks there where you just couldn't get comfortable.
No. It was so bad. You looked over me and you're like, I've never felt you move this much ever. I mean, it was terrible. Yeah. And then in Texas, this is great. This is good. We went and we were trying to pick which room we were going to be in. And every room had two queen beds. It was kind of nice to sleep next to each other, but not with each other.
Yeah.
And I could finally get comfortable. But it was kind of after that week, I came back and I don't know if I genuinely just stopped caring, because I think I was so hyper-focused on not ending up on my back that I was kind of always tensed and on my side. And I think once I said, screw it, I don't care, I'll end up on my back if I end up on my back, that's been way better. Like, I haven't been so hyper focused on how I'm laying.
Right. And you're not supposed to lay on your back because.
They say that, but so many people mesh me being like, Dre, I've had three. I slept on my back the whole time. Like, it's fine. And they say, like, once you get to a point where you can't, you'll feel it. You'll lay on your back and you won't be able to breathe. You'll get dizzy. I don't feel that yet. I want to be on my back.
And they say that because you don't want to cut off the circulation.
There's something where it could cut off the weight of the baby could press on an artery. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but someone will correct me. That'll go to a heart and I don't know.
Interesting.
But you get birth on your back.
Yeah.
So.
What are you most nervous about?
Tearing. Yeah. Tearing.
Stitch it right back up.
You can tear all the way to your butt the entire way.
So it's like one big crack.
But I've watched an episiotomy. I will say that the birth I helped with.
I don't want to watch.
Well, I think you should watch the whole thing. I watched them just snip a girl a little bit so the baby could come out a little better.
Yikes.
What are you most nervous about the day of?
I mean, just obviously the safety and health of you and the baby. Nerve wracking.
If they have to make a call, who are you choosing?
I mean, that is a terrible question.
You have to answer.
That's so outrageous.
I remember I told you once, I said, you know, you're going to be like my advanced directive. Is that what it is? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
That if something goes wrong, you have to make the medical decisions.
That's wild.
Who are you picking?
Huh.
The baby.
Flip a quarter.
Walter.
Just kidding. Yeah. Where's Walter?
Is Walter going to be in the delivery room? Would you have them him there if he was allowed?
Yeah, 100%.
He would be great.
His vest, his therapy dog vest on him.
But he loves me. He'd want to get in the bed with me.
He would. He'd be freaking out. That'd probably be some type of health concern.
Yeah. I want to ask you the question that you asked me, though, of what has been the most surprising thing to you about expecting or being with somebody who's going to expect your baby, and the hardest thing?
I think, like I said in the beginning, how it seems so easy and natural for you. I thought it would be way more difficult. It seems just like everyday life.
Okay.
So that's been very surprising. And the most challenging part is I think that I just can't do anything. Got to sit back and watch.
Well, you could do something.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You could do some things.
Yeah, like, you know, give you a back massage, rub your toes, all that good stuff.
To the point of what's been the worst part, I take back everything I've ever said about wanting big boobs. I just want big boobs my whole life. Don't want them anymore. Take them, have them. The fact that they're going to get bigger when this milk comes in, he thought milk was just in boobs all the time. 24/7. Pregnant or not. Breast milk. Oh, wait. Yeah. You ready for that?
Can't wait. Throw it in my protein shake.
No. Sean is the type of guy that'd be like, the baby drinks it. Oh, I drink it. Especially if it's a boy. So I'll like keep a little in the fridge, just put in your coffee in the morning.
Yeah. I'll just throw it in the coffee.
Blend it up in the protein shake. I have been saying, my cousin's wife, actually, she was like, if you haven't thought about encapsulating your placenta, I highly recommend.
Encapsulating it.
Encapsulating. They literally take your placenta and they put it in capsules and you take it. It's supposed to be good for tons of different things. My doctor, I don't know. But you can also blend it up and put it in your smoothies.
I would probably do that.
My placenta?
Is it going to give me some health benefits?
I don't think so.
Okay, then I won't do it.
Yeah. No, yeah. But I think the breast milk thing is going to be, I can't wait for you to try it. Right from the tit.
Yikes. Maybe I'll grow. Like, I'm going to come back here and I'm going to have like another 2 or 3 inches of height. I'm gonna be like, what have you been doing?
Oh, we calculated the height the other day.
Yeah, I was doing some calculations through Google on what the height of our child you can expect them to be. If it's a boy or a girl. He's not really helping the team here with the height.
I'm really not, but you know.
You never know.
You picked me.
You can't tell. What I've learned is that nothing means shit until the baby or the kid's here. There's so many wives' tales. And everybody's like, if you're holding or carrying this way, it means this. If they're kicking aggressively, it means it's a boy. I do all the research. It's like, Google, what about this? And they're like, oh, yeah, the way you carry the baby has nothing to do with the gender. It only has to do with your abdominal muscles.
Maybe mine just weren't that strong. So it's like,
you're carrying high.
No, I think I'm carrying a little low.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows.
I think that's one of the coolest things about not finding out the gender. I don't think I'll ever want to know the gender now that I've done this. You certainly won't.
Right. Gender reveals, I mean, there's one that just happened this past week. A damn person died. The pilot of this plane was like a crop duster. And the thing is flying over this couple and just
crazy
drops all this pink mist. And then the wing just snaps off.
Everybody keeps cheering.
Because nobody knew it. Nobody understood what was going on.
The camera followed him.
No, the camera followed and then went back.
Like, I know. That's what I'm saying. Followed him. Saw him spiraling.
I don't think he saw you know. Mm. Yeah, that thing went down.
Apparently, that's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah, it's the second time.
I don't think, even if you and I would wanted to find out the gender, I think we would have just sat in the car and opened up an envelope together.
There's no greater gender reveal than there's a penis.
So he wants it to be a boy.
No.
And you get to tell me, which is so cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And it's going to be here soon. Here we come. Third trimester. Ooh. Let's do it. Baby booth coming December, maybe November. Who knows?
Oh, we're going to be doing everything we can to get that baby out a little early.
We're going to get a big pool going where you have to pick the date, the time, and the gender. And then the winner gets to babysit for the first 3 months.
I don't know about that.
Just kidding.
I'm excited.
Well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for giving everybody an update. We thank all you guys at home for all the support. You guys have been amazing. We'll continue to give you these bump dates. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. And football's back.
Woo!
Go Cowboys.
Sure.
All right, team on three.